making her clap your hands for the fathers in the house. Praise the Lord. With joy in my heart, I want to bring my father to give us the word. Can we appreciate him as he comes? Thank you.
My dad a hero to me.
My dad's a hero to me.
If you are excited, shout amen. You know, I hope you guys are not taking for granted what you have in this house. You have great potentials and great impact in this house. Can you celebrate our pastor and his team? Help me celebrate these wonderful choristers also. Thank you. And above all these instrumentalists, will you celebrate them? The Lord bless you all. The Lord bless you all. The Lord bless you. I hope my son will not transfer his membership to this church after this. Thank you for the good work. The Lord bless you. Heavenly Father, open our hearts to receive your word and take the glory and move our life forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Let me join my voice to celebrate our fathers. In the name of Jesus, you will fulfill your dreams. Every labor you labor in on the family, the Lord will reward you. In your assignment, you won't be tired. You will fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus. We've started today by establishing the biblical fact and truth that there is blessing in the Father's house. And I hope that many of us today, you have downloaded those blessings. And I pray they will work for you. And then in the second service, we learn how to activate the blessing. The blessings are already upon us. So there are lives we need to live. There are steps we need to take. There are words we need to speak to activate those blessings. And I have no doubt that from this service, you are loaded with the blessing. As you take step this week, they will be activated and you will testify. And in this third service, to celebrate our fathers, who are loaded with blessing, I like to encourage them to live by the fatherhood principles. Living by the fatherhood principles. God is our father. And in the book of Genesis, after he created everything he created, Genesis 1:28, the Bible says he blessed them. So one of the primary assignments of a father is to bless. Because the blessing is in the father's heart. The blessing is in the father's heart. If you see, even in the Bible, you see maybe a father curse, or even in situations of life, you see a father curse, the curse is out of provocation. It's not a normal thing. But the normal thing for a father to do is to release a blessing. And that is why I want to encourage you, don't take for granted all of the blessings that has been released upon you today. It has come from the Father's heart. And I have no doubt they will work for you. In fact, they've started working for you. If you read the story of the prodigal son, the son came to the father in arrogance. Give me. And then after he has learned his lesson, he came back. And then unknown to him, the father has been waiting for him. That is the father's heart. The father has been waiting for him. I want to encourage every prodigal son in the house today, come back to the Father. Because the Father is waiting. He's waiting to shower the blessings on him. And you know, when the son came back, the father threw a party and received him back, living by the fatherhood principle. I will share about five or more principles we must live on as we grow today. But I want to establish the fact that we must learn to live our life by principles. You know, we used to understand and compare people who are principled and those who are unprincipled. Principled people are respected. Principled people make progress. But unprincipled people are nuisance. So you must learn to live your life by principle. A principle is a law by which things operate. A law established to protect and to assure maximum performance of a product. Principles are precepts. They are direction. They are commandments. Principles are fixed laws and ways things are done. And some of the characteristics of principles are, which is why we must live our lives by principles. Number one characteristics of a principle is that principles are permanent. There are some laws and principles of physics that are permanent. There are some laws of creation that are permanent. There are laws of procreation that are permanent. They operate based on principles. There are principles of financial prosperity. There are principles of church growth, which the Impact Center has implemented, and we are seeing the result. There are principles of growth in life. Nothing just happens. You make things happen by principles, operating the principles. So principles are permanent. Principles are also universal. The advanced country did not just become advanced overnight. They followed principles of human development, which many African nations are neglecting, and they think development will just happen. So principles are universal. If Pastor Aribike moves to Canada, for example, and he moves with this spirit he is using here to establish a ministry over there, in fact, he will make speedy success. Hallelujah. Because principles, once you identify principles and you follow them, they work. No matter what. Another characteristic of a principle is that principles protect the product they govern. If you live by principles, you are garnishing protection around you. Principles cannot be reordered or changed. Principle in themselves contain inherent judgment. They check you. If you are a principled husband, a principled father, No matter where you go, everywhere in the world, something is checking you. Because of principles of chastity that you have committed yourself to. So principles have inherent laws and judgment. And success and failure in every area of life depends on the observance or the transgression of certain principles. The principle of conduction and induction. If you miss them, you get into trouble. So walking a principle is what separates the diligent from the slothful. Because a lot of people in our generation, they just want things to happen. They want to get money. But they disregard every principles of money. Any small money that comes to them, they spend. And by that, you are violating the principle of gathering money. And then one very important thing we must learn about principle is that principles work whether you agree with them or not. So principle does not consider your opinion, does not consider your mood. They work whether you agree with them or not. It is very important also to understand that principles speak to the need. It speaks to the interest. It speaks to the questions. It speaks to the problems. Principles addresses problems. And then it's very important to live by principles, because principles indicate a course of action. It pushes you to take action to move forward. It pushes you to take action to overcome the status quo. It pushes you to take action to avoid stagnation, so that you make progressive progress as you advance in life. And above all, God's principle never fails. God's principle work always. And that is why I like to encourage our fathers and everyone, listen to me. Let's live by principle. A number one principle of fatherhood for our remembrance today is the principle of prayer. We celebrate our learned Aweist. We don't have an English word for Awe, do we? Poet, yeah, poet. But it's not as original as the Aweist. So fathers, let me encourage you to build your life on the principle of prayer. Just like our Awes have eloquently analyzed the blessings, the impact, the ferocity of a praying life, the efficacy of a praying life, the impact of a praying life can surmount every problem. The principle of a praying life can endure every hardship. Living your life on the principles of a life of prayer make you surmount the insurmountable. I pray for you today on this Father's Day, your prayer life will increase. Your prayer life will move to a new dimension in the name of Jesus. If you listen to the Aweist very well, in spite of the challenges all around us, in spite of the evil all around us, in spite of the lack all around us, if there is someone to pray, there is a Father to answer. And then because somebody is praying, the answer is coming. I pray a blessing to you today. In the name that is above every name, all your prayer shall be answered. Every prayer we have prayed from the first service, the second service, all the prophetic pronouncement we have spoken this week, you will receive answers. Answer will come for you. In the name of Jesus. Let every father listen to me. Let's build our life on the principle of prayer. And we need to do that because in this dispensation, you can't go with your children everywhere. Even if you have, I don't know the language they say it, if you have done something to their phone to track them everywhere. There are some places you can't get them because they can block the device. There are ways they can do that. But I'm telling you, there is no place they go your prayer cannot reach them. Your prayer will always catch them. When I was young, I was very troublesome and stubborn. But my mother's prayer arrested me. Because if I do anything to annoy her, she would say, "Mufaisiko to Allah. I sentence you to the court of God." And she does that in the place of prayer. And then one day, God arrested me. There is nothing you can do about the power of prayer. No resistance to the power of prayer. So I like to encourage fathers today, build your life on the principle of prayer. The second principle is the principle of the source. The Hebrew word for the father is Ab, where we got Abba. And then where we get the word daddy, it is corroborated in the Greek by the word pater. And the origin of that word is the father is the source. Is the source. Is the originator. And that is why the concept of absentee father is a deception. Those of you practicing that, we know you have to go out to make money. We know you have to go out to struggle and make the family comfortable. But in the midst of your busyness, create time to be there. Create time. Let your presence be felt. Because without you, the family is incomplete. You are the source. You are the originator. One of my friends used to challenge me, "You have to do all your best to take care of your family because you didn't take their permission to bring them to existence." And that is why we have to minimize our production capacity. The father is the source. You can't hide from it. You can't shy away from it. You can't deny it. You can't run away from it. The best thing is for you to stay to confront it. Accept the responsibility. Pray to God to help you fulfill the responsibility. Do all you can to make sure you are up to the task. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will help us. It's becoming very difficult in this generation to tame our children. And that is why the first principle of prayer is very important. Make sure you stand on that principle and make sure you immerse your children wherever they go. In the place of prayer. And then make sure as the source, you stand with your family. You are there with your family. to make sure they do the things of God. The third principle is the principle of the nourisher. The principle of the nourisher. You see, there is a mentality in our generation where we leave everything to the mother to nourish from the womb. After they give birth, we are still giving them the responsibility to continue to nourish. And that is why in this dispensation, even in this church, if we take an average census of commitment to fathers and mothers, we will have more people committed to their mother than their father. You find very few cases. Very few cases. Otherwise. Because of the impact of nourishment, right from conception, you take nourishment. And fathers who have outclassed mothers in the area of nourishment after delivery or through adult life have done tremendous work. And in this generation where both the mother and the father work, we have very few full-time housewives now. It is anti-millennial. It is anti-coronial. Both must work. Both must get something done. Both must bring something to the table for the well-being. Somebody sent a text to me, a very funny one. She was angry. She said, "Why now? Why is 100,000 naira behaving now like 10,000 naira? You know, and that is the reality. Is the reality. So the father must be there as the nourisher. Live your life on the principle of a nourisher. We have to run fast. Build your life on the principle of the sustainer. The father is a sustainer. Many of the delinquent cases of children, particularly in the Western world, even in our world, has happened from children of single parents. Because it produces imbalance. It produces imbalance. For the sustainable growth of a child, there must be a balance of the paternal care and the maternal care. If you want a balanced childhood, balanced growth, balanced society, we must experience a sustenance of the paternal and the maternal. So stop transferring responsibility. The responsibility is both for the father and the mother. Another principle we must build on is the principle of support. The father must support the mother. In fact, the father must support the children. In fact, now, with all of the challenges we are experiencing, you nurture your children now from cradle to the grave. That is the thing. I have members in my church now. Some of their children have gone abroad. The children will be begging passionately for them to come and help them. In fact, one or two, we had to intervene to beg. The man said, "I'm not going." We have to plead. Some of them will want to say, "Okay, I'm going to stay 1 month." Some of them will have to be there 6 months, for a year, because of the need. Because we live in very dangerous situation now that you don't trust the next person. issues of molestation, issues of ritual killing. You can't trust the next neighbor. And that is why we must take the ministry of support. Support from the mother, support from the father, support from the children. And build our fatherhood on the principle of support. We must also establish the fact that we must build on the principle of the protector. The father is the protector. By virtue of your masculinity, you are there to protect the family. You are there to stand for the family. If there is any harassment in the house, you should be the first to challenge the intruder. The father must be there as a protector. Physical protection, emotional protection, financial protection, spiritual protection as a priest in the place of prayer. We must build on the principle of protection. Another principle we must build on as fathers is the principle of instruction. The father is the teacher. He's the teacher. You know, interestingly, in our generation today, our children from 5 years on, they are loaded with information. You will be amazed at many things they know. And if you, the father, is not there to teach them the right thing, they are bombarded with alternatives. Alternative lifestyle, alternative behavior, alternative conduct. Some of them will even be audacious to ask you fronting questions. Is it wrong to do this? Recently in our church, one 9 year was asking his father, and he came to tell me, "See what my son asked me." The boy is a boy. He was asking the father, "What is wrong from me being a girl?" And I told the father, "This your son needs close attention." You need close attention. He needs close attention. We must not relegate our teaching role as my son. From time to time we interact, and in fact some question he asks me will make me sit down. I need to teach him some principles of life, principle of finances, principle of manhood. The father must play that role and live on these principles. We must understand as fathers that the male, the man, the father is the source of the seed. We must know that the male is the nourisher of the fruit. We must also understand that the male is to protect his fruit. We must also understand that the male determines the type of the offspring and influences its quality. It's an awesome assignment. And many of these assignments we have delegated or relegated or transferred to the mothers. And let me tell you, wherever the father takes responsibility early enough in the family, in collaboration with the mother, you experience order. You experience order. But each time one is relegated to the other, it will take the grace of God for you to maintain the order. I pray for every father here today, the Lord will help you. In this awesome responsibility, you will not fail. Let us imbibe and live by the principles of fatherhood. The principles never fail. Ideologies may fail. Some new inventions may fail. But the principle founded in the Word of God can never fail. And some of these principles outline, as you make use of them, you will enjoy your fathering. And according to the Bible, when you teach your child in the way he will go, the Bible says he will not depart from it. And at the end of your life, he will give you peace. I release upon you as fathers today, receive peace. Peace to rule your house. Peace to perform your duty. And I declare upon you, you will reap the fruit of your labor. Rise to your feet and give him glory. Bless him for his word. Make a determination today and say, Lord, I declare that I'm going to live by your principle, your ordained principle, to be a successful father, an impactful father, a father of influence, a father of impact. Lord, I receive grace today to be a father of note, to be a father of impact. Lord, thank you, Jesus. We pray, oh God, for fathers that are struggling, in the name of Jesus, help them. For children that are wayward, Lord, bring them back. Bring them back to senses. Trouble home, let there be peace. On this Father's Day, Lord, we receive the gift of your peace, the gift of your blessing, the peace of your joy, in the name of Jesus. In this ministry of fatherhood, we will succeed. We will give glory to God, and his name shall be praised forever. Happy Father's Day to all of you. God bless you.